These go to 11.
When and where does this real world
the
occur?
The world
is run by the man.
Who?
The man.
You're listening to Dialectic
with Dan
and Chase.
I am a golden god!
Hi, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam Musqueam people. Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
And there you go, Dan.
Got it. Second try. And
good afternoon, though.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm here with Chase.
I'm here with Dan.
How are
you sitting right next to me here in studio.
Always a fun place to sit, you know.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day out. It looks sunny, but it's still cold. I like those days.
Yeah, it's definitely like a nice fall day here, which is pretty rare for Vancouver, I feel like.
No, it's nice when we get them for sure. And we're actually throwing it back today a little bit. Dan, you want to explain what the theme is for today?
Yes, our theme this week is bands from our childhood. So you're going to be hearing a lot of throwbacks, some new songs from some old bands. And yeah, we just hope you enjoy the nostalgia trip with us. And yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited actually for my parents to listen to this episode, see all the bands that they influenced me with, because that's basically what we listened to in our childhood, I think, like early childhood at least, before we develop into our own music taste. But it's very influenced by our parents. So I know a lot of these bands they introduced me to.
Oh, well, for me, it was more the iTunes top 10 rock chart.
Oh, gotcha.
So you're going to hear a lot of like real cheesy stuff. Although, actually, there's some pretty good tracks coming up that I'm a pretty big fan of. So hopefully everyone will enjoy. But yes, Chase, you have the first set this week.
I do have the first set. Basically, what I was thinking of, one of the most vivid memories I have of my early childhood music is I had a little portable CD player, and I had two albums that I would carry around with me, and one was Green Day's American Idiot,
Great album. The second
was Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magik. So those are the first two bands I'm going to be playing here. First, it's a new Green Day song called Father of All, new single, they just released it. Here it is.
Oh,
sailing. We think of you on your solid ground. We hope you think of us out here sailing around. Polynesia, Polynesia, Oceania, New Caledonia. We drop the hook on the Capricorn. Remember when we said you're gonna see us with a sailor tan. We'll think of you and your stark white hands. Building your model ships, wishing you were sailing around. Sailing around. Sailing around. Sailing Polynesia. Polynesia, Polynesia. Oceania.
All right, welcome back. You just heard songs by Green Day, that was Father of All, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and Mother Mother Polynesia off their very first album there.
Definitely a throwback set for you. I enjoyed the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that took me back. Definitely an album I listened to a lot.
They were what, as a kid, I would say my favorite band was all the time. Anytime anyone asked, it was like Red Hot Chili Peppers always.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a pretty, like, nobody's going to tell you that that band sucks either. Like, because it doesn't.
They don't,
right? So, yeah, I really enjoyed that set. But now it's my turn, and we're going to throw it back to some, well, this is a new Paramore album. It's called After Laughter, and it's really a diverge in sort of their sound. And I think you'll hear it coming up. Hope you enjoy it. This is called Hard Times by Paramore.
Tell me when I- tugging at my hair, I'm pulling at my clothes, I'm trying to keep my cool, I know it shows. I'm staring at my feet, my cheeks are turning red, I'm searching for the words inside my head. I'm feeling nervous, trying to be so perfect, 'cause I know you're worth it, you're worth it, yeah.
Kid, you'll never live this day. Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are... Indie Rockers Ra Ra Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Hey bro, I was kind of thinking that I might want to write like stuff for a magazine, dude.
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder Magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
All right, welcome back. Before the little break there, you heard a few oldies but goodies. Not really old, but old to me. First was Hard Times by Paramore, a very different sounding Paramore than I've ever heard. And then you heard Things I'll Never Say by Avril Lavigne. Vintage Avril Lavigne right there. Nothing different about her. Although she has a few new tracks out. I'm not a big fan because she's gone very pop, sort of piano kind of route, weird.
Just not your style right now.
No, not nostalgic at all. And then that last track, talking about nostalgia, Fall Out Boy, you heard a little less 16 Candles, a little more Touch Me.
Racy.
Off their my favorite album by them, and one of my favorite albums ever, Out From Under the Cork Tree.
Yeah, I'm just hearing that lineup, the Paramore, Avril Lavigne, Fall Out Boy, that was incredible. I love that lineup right there. If I could see a concert that would just bring me back to like middle school,
yeah,
that would be it right there.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so my next set here, there's this one song by an artist called Matt Pond, PA, and he, I just remember the CD being in my mom's car as a kid and being played on repeat, and this specific song was my favorite as a kid, so this is Taught to Look Away by Matt Pond, PA.
No one knows why we were taught to look away. There might be something wrong with me. There's nothing that I can't believe. Are you listening? 2,000 miles from here. Is the same sky just as clear? Listening 2,000 miles from crickets just as clear.
Somehow the feeling's gone. Independent pop duo Mating Rituals will be bringing their dance rock sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on October 18th with On and Glass Forest. Get your tickets now at mrgconcerts.com or Red Cat Records.
Join us for the very best in bluegrass,
old time,
classic country,
Cajun,
rockabilly,
and western swing
every Tuesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m.
We start at 6 with bluegrass, roots and branches,
then focus on mostly bluegrass at 6:30.
Join your hosts,
Arthur Berman and the lovely Andrea.
We'll start off your day right.
All right.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. before the break there, you heard Taught to Look Away by Matt Pon PA, Hasn't Hit Me Yet by Blue Rodeo, and Keep the Car Running by Arcade Fire. Some old classics there.
Yeah, I was saying to Chase, I'm a big Blue Rodeo guy, being a Canuck from up north here, growing up in the prairies. Definitely listen to a lot of Blue Rodeo and Arcade Fire as well, another Canadian
Yeah,
group,
keeping so. The CanCon going. Definitely, and there's a lot of Canadian bands that influenced me in my childhood, so those are two of them right there.
I feel like I'm always surprised, too, when I look at just, like, lists of Canadian bands, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that they were Canadian. Like, I remember when I found out that, what's her name? Alanis Morissette is Canadian.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. You play, her on Rock Band, so that was pretty cool. But, yeah, really good
stuff.
There
are some cool Canadian bands.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to speed up the tempo. Actually, no, this is a bit slower song from NoFX, but it's called Fishing in a Gun Barrel. It's very political, as you'll hear, and I'm a big fan of this group, sort of a pop-punk group from 90s and the 80s, and they're still kicking, so if you like this stuff, check it out. But this is called Fishing in a Gun Barrel by NoFX.
When he unloaded his gun, does anyone know how loaded he was when the slaughter had begun? Does anyone know how crazy he was? Does anyone think he did it because he thought humans were in season, his brain had a lesion? Is it worse if he didn't have any reason? Does anyone spill? Does anyone think he may have just been prescribed the wrong happy pill? time when there's no enemy to blame. It doesn't matter how many were killed, the debate is the same. Is it our right to hunt or just shoot for fun? Is the protection we need from the gun? The blame is always placed on someone. It's always how the story is spun. Only a lunatic would sell a lunatic a gun.
Shining like Aurora Borealis, like Sid sipping from the Stanley Chalice, balling in a bus across the USA, dumb enough to think that it could stay that way. Lounging in the living room in long johns, more distant than Victoria to St. John's, trying to use a record to repair my heart. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to start again. My friend, you're leaving me high and Canada dry. I'm out of your head and I'm losing my mind. Listening to Neil is making me cry. Sunset, thinking that we had it from the outset. Tommy said that life was a highway, dear, but I became the roadkill when you oversteered. Oh why, you're leaving me high and Canada dry. I'm out of your head and I'm losing my mind. Listening to Jones.
listening to Gordon is making me cry. You're leaving me high.
All right, welcome back. You just heard some songs from my childhood. Well, the songs aren't all from my childhood, but they're all bands from my childhood, which is our theme this week. The first song you heard is called Fish in a Gun Barrel by NoFX, the very political punk group. And then you heard Devil in a Midnight Mass by Billy Talent, another group that is very near and dear to my childhood heart. And then finally you heard Canada Dry, the acoustic version, because I got to hit that playlist, new song by the Bare Naked Ladies, another group that I just grew up listening to a whole bunch.
Yeah, Dan and I were laughing here about the transition between Billy Talent and the Bare Naked Ladies. It was very harsh transition.
Very jarring.
But I loved it at the same time.
I think it goes to show, just like when I was a kid, my parents were always showing me new stuff to listen to, and I'd find my own music like Billy Talent, but they'd always say, like, hey, you should check out this group. They have a funny name.
Yeah.
We got one more song for you before I guess we're gonna close out after this.
Yeah. So just say now, thanks for tuning into us this week. Follow us on Instagram, as always, at @dialectic_radio. Follow us there. We're gonna be posting about some of our themes, maybe do some audience polls, see what you guys want
to
hear.
Yeah, we'd love to get you guys involved.
Yeah, so I have one more song. We're gonna close it out with a little bit of Lenny Kravitz. Shout out to both my parents there. It's a collective favorite of ours. So that really defines my childhood. This is B.
Lord, what's the matter?